For many Alaskans, subsistence is all about salmon. But in St. Paul, fur seals and seabirds are the primary subsistence foods. But St. Paul's Tribal Council thinks increasing a small salmon run on the island could provide food and a lot more. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more.
76-year-old Gregory Freitas Sr. isn't a fan of salmon.
Fresh cooked salmon, I don't like it. I could taste that fishy taste.
He says salmon aren't worth the trouble. It takes too much time to catch and process each individual fish. To fill his freezer for the year, he'd rather catch seal, one of the Pribilof Island's traditional foods.
We are the people of the seal. That's part of our diet. We are recognized through the fur seal. And the seal has everything to do with us algae, as food, as arts and crafts and everything.
But Freitas was also one of the first people on the island to go looking for salmon. Back in the early 80s, someone told him about a salmon they discovered washed up on the beach. He found a net and set out to see if he could catch some. After a bit of trial and error, he caught his first salmon.
I took it home, excited, looked at it, cooked it.
All five salmon species have been found in the island's salt lagoon. Now the Aleut community of St. Paul's Tribal Council is hoping to get more residents interested in salmon fishing for two main reasons. First, salmon is a healthy food. And second, it's a great form of exercise. Tribal Council President Amos Filimonov is on board with the idea.
Who can deny that catching a salmon isn't fun? And, you know, the reward of going home and baking a whole salmon, wonderful.
Currently, there are no regulations placed on salmon fishing. The community doesn't keep a count on how many fish there are. But Filimonov estimates there are several hundred in the lagoon. Not much for a community of 500. For the most part, residents get their salmon fix by trading with people off-island. Filimonov says the community is looking into enhancing the run to increase the amount of healthy food available on the island.
All of the junk food they got down at the store is pretty cheap. You can buy five or six pizzas for, you know, a box of ammunition to go out and get these sea ducks or reindeer or whatever, you know. What are you going to do? Are you going to go buy five pizzas and feed your family right now, or are you going to buy a box of shells?
Still, Gregory Freitas isn't ready to add salmon to his diet, but he fishes to stay active. It gets him out of the house. In the summers, he'll spend 8 or 9 hours in the lagoon walking and catching up with other community members. Even though he doesn't enjoy the taste of salmon, Freitas is looking forward to developing the salmon resource, too.
Imagine that. Derbies and everything. Recreation starts. See, that gets you out of the house. So who knows? I might start eating salmon.
Before that can happen, the community needs to establish if it's even possible to enhance the resource and settle on the simplest way to increase the salmon in St. Paul. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in St. Paul.